The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
It's the Guide Liverpool with Jay Hine. Have you been down seeing Silla's statue? I know, with your good friend Pete Price, who seems to have been living round
yes,
the statue
I
for a few
Pete's
days.
Pete's moved in next to the statue. Yeah, he's got a little cardboard box there and he's living there. But it looks great. It does look good. And I love the photos on it as well. I'm not going to lie, whenever we do anything about Silla Black on the Guide Liverpool, we get mixed reaction. The city keeps kind of divided on how they feel about her and about the statue as well. It's kind of been mixed feelings about
what
that.
What sort of, is it worthy to be on Matthew Street type
thing?
I know the family paid for it, so that's fair enough. Mm. It's, you know, it's paid for them themselves. But, you know, there is that. Most of the other statues around the city, so whether it be Ken Dodd, whether it be John Lennon at the airport, Johnny King at Tranmere, Dixie Dean at Everton, they're figures that you don't have a question mark about.
Yeah,
you just go,
exactly.
They're great figures. So that's why I think this one's quite interesting.
Well, someone tweeted us the other day and said, is the statue now going to move to Buckinghamshire after 2 years and stay down there, never to return to Liverpool? So that kind of tells you what people are thinking. But I think it's great. And no matter what, she was a music icon, wasn't she, back in the day, in the Merseybeat days and stuff. I think it's brilliant.
Well, the one thing I would say, it will attract a lot of outside visitors
exactly.
who come into the city. I laughed my socks off at the picture you tweeted yesterday, which was Pete Price's face on the statue.
Yes.
And then Silla's face of the statue on Pete Price's body.
Yeah.
Which I thought, oh, brilliant.
He should do guided tours of Liverpool, Pete, shouldn't he? Of all these celebs he's been mates with over the years. Take them on his own private tour of the city.
Right, let's get through some of the stuff that's happening over the course of the next week.
Do you want
to just give a quick shout to your Cavan video, which
we've got a video, obviously, the Cavan turned 60 on Monday. Big celebration at the Philharmonic. We were talking about this last week. We're putting a big review of that up today. But we got a great little video as well with lots of little facts about the Cavan and some of the bands that you won't realise have played there over the years, like the Arctic Monkeys, the Rolling Stones, Stevie Wonder all played the Cavern. Great little video. Lots of interesting facts about the world famous club that's in our city.
Superb. Get on the Guide Liverpool. Have a look at that. Right, let's start in the theatres.
Okay.
The Empire this week.
Now, I seen this was coming to town and I, you know, when you see something, you think you've got to go to that. Did you like the movie The Commitments?
Yeah, I loved it.
It was brilliant. That was 1991 when that was released. Obviously set in Ireland, back in the 80s, Jimmy Rabbit is on a mission to form a working class band filled with sweet soul music. And it's always difficult to kind of put a film onto stage. I thought they'd done a great job last night at the Empire. It's on at the Liverpool Empire until Saturday. Big tunes in there, Mustang Sally, Headed Through the Grapevine, Pop Up as a Rolling Stone, lots of big soul classics in there. And I thought it was great. Get on down. It's kind of like a live gig more than a movie adaptation. But it's great. The music is brilliant. The acting is great. Curly from Corrie is in there. Kevin, what's his name?
Oh, do you mean the one with the round glasses?
That's the one. He's in there. He does a great Irish accent. But as I say, it runs until Saturday. Two shows on Saturday as well. So check it out. The Commitments on at the Empire.
That'll put a smile on your face in January.
Yes.
Right. If it also, in January, a lot of people are thinking about sort of honing up, toning the bodies.
Yes.
Getting themselves ready for the year ahead. So
everyone's on a health kick.
It's the month where you sign up to all sorts of the gyms, running races.
Plenty
of those.
We put this article on the site last week, and so far, I know we're only, 18, 19 days in, whatever. It's the most popular article we've put on the website so far. So obviously everyone's looking ahead to what they can do to kind of get fit. We put an article up, 9 runs that you can sign up for right now in Liverpool. And we've kind of become famous for these runs and half marathons and fun runs and everything else. I've got 4 just to talk about here. There's one happening in July. This is the Colour Obstacle Rush. I don't know if you've heard about this.
Is that new?
It happened last year. Basically, powder paint is launched at you as you're running and competing in this obstacle course. Great fun. Really, really good fun. And that is Saturday, July 15th. There's a discount on entry on that one, which closes tomorrow. So if you want to sign up for the Colour Obstacle Rush, do it today because you'll get it cheaper.
It's a knockout or something?
I think so, yeah.
How far is the run?
Have a look at the pictures. I think it's 5K. But there's a bit of an obstacle.
While people are
throwing paint powder at you, so you're covered in all sorts of colour, but it just looks brilliant. And it's great to film as well. So we got some videos up online about that. The Mersey Tunnel 10K. It's the 1st of October, this one, so quite a way off. Sign up for it now, get training. Obviously difficult as you're running down the tunnel and then back up again. So it does test your running skills. But you can sign up for that one. And again, any charity that you want to raise money for, you can do. Run for the 96. It's a big one. It's an emotional one. Always a special day, but a lovely day as well. There's no location set for this one yet. It was, of course, in Stanley Park last year. I think they are looking for a new location. It's a 5K or a 1 mile fun run has been added as well this year. Great family-friendly event. And, of course, fantastic, fantastic cause as well. So that's a run for the 96. And then my favourite is the Rock and Roll Marathon. This is brilliant. So this all over the world now is the Rock and Roll Marathon. Liverpool one is fantastic, obviously, with our music background. It's a marathon, it's a half marathon, it's a 5K or a fun run. And you can kind of listen to these great bands, great singers as you're running through Liverpool. It's a great atmosphere as well. And then a big closing party on the finish line as well.
You'd need some bands to get you through a marathon.
Yes,
wouldn't you?
I would, definitely. By the way,
yeah. That idea of running through the tunnel, that intrigues me.
Would you do it?
Probably, yeah. Do you know what? I was coming through the tunnel a couple of weeks ago and there was a cyclist in front of me.
In the tunnel?
In the tunnel. And I thought, are you allowed to be in the tunnel? Is it between certain times? But this cyclist was holding every... There must have been a queue of about 20 cars. And the cyclist was going his damnedest to, you know... He must have been hitting 25 miles
an hour. See, I'm not getting into the old cyclist. I'd done a speed awareness course last week, which you know, I know you're not meant to admit to doing, but some of the things we learnt about cyclists, yeah.
Bad things.
Well... They were very supportive of the cyclist, but they are quite frustrating sometimes, aren't they?
I wouldn't take my bike in the tunnel,
no way.
Right, all right, let's get on to the World Museum.
Something else, there's something good for the kids this week. This is free. You can turn up. You don't have to book. If your kids are into space and the stars and the planets, they've got stargazing at the World Museum. It's on Friday, straight from school, 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. So if you've got like a little wannabe astronaut, take them down. They've got talks from people who are experts in this, exhibitions, stargazing through telescopes, and they've got a premiere of the brand new planetarium show, which is going to be on at the World Museum for a few weeks. So check it out. It's free. Might as well get
I'm absolutely
there.
Fascinated by all that. Last week, I downloaded a new app on my iPhone. It's called Sky View Free. And at night, if you click this app and just turn your camera
I've seen this, yeah.
upwards... It shows you all the star constellations.
Do you think it's real, though?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all done pinpoint. And weirdly, if you go inside your house and still turn it upside down, it still puts them there because it's obviously done by GPS.
Right.
So okay. It doesn't matter where you are. I could be in a bunker. As long as I've got a Wi-Fi signal, it would still tell me where all the stars are.
Brilliant.
It's very good.
It is fascinating, though, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
But
so.
they are doing this big exhibition, and as I say, it's a freebie on Friday, so just drop in. You don't have to book. Just turn up after school and check it out.
Now, when is Global Scouts Day?
It's back, Global Scouts Day. It's a few years old now, this. This is kind of the big day that we celebrate, not just our favourite dish, which is, of course, Scouts, but all things Liverpool across the world. Now, last year, their aim was to get as far as Australia. They've done that. So they have people in Australia, people in New York, in Carragher's Bar in New York, serving up Scouts for charity. So you can pick any charity. They have got their own charity as well, which is yet to be revealed. But you can pick any charity to serve up Scouts, and obviously that money goes to that charity. So lots of restaurants, lots of bars, schools, canteens, anywhere, wherever you're serving up food, serve up Scouts on the 28th of February. It's also Pancake Day. So they're saying, have a bowl of Scouts and then have your pancake, or have a Scouts pancake.
They go together?
Well, potentially. But the date for your diary is Tuesday, 28th of February. We're going to be doing lots online. We've got some videos of what we've done last year. It was a great day because we kind of went on this tour around all the restaurants and bars that were serving up Scouts. I was full to the brim by the end, but it was lovely.
Have I made this up, or did they make the world's largest Scouts in recent years or something?
I think they might have done that at some point,
there was some sort of gigantic
lots of
pan.
Records have been broken over the years with it, but it is a great day. It's a great celebration of all things Liverpool.
Brilliant. Right, let's get on to our final thing today.
This is a weird one, this, because I've noticed lately lots of speed dating events coming back. Obviously, speed dating was everywhere about 10 years ago. I don't know whether it's the run-up to Valentine's Day or what, but basically speed dating is where you go and you kind of move from person to person, and then at the end of it, choose who you want to go on a proper date with. So there's two events coming up over the next 7 days. Or none of them, yeah. There's one on Friday. This is called Elite. It starts at 7:30. It's at Club Sanctum, which is inside the Signature Hotel. You can go on up to 20 dates in one evening. You've got to be 25 to 40 for that one. And then that date that likes you, if they do, lets you know afterwards. So a few days later, you'll find out whether you've got a match.
And then an exam result.
I know. It would be scary, wouldn't it?
Oh, I don't think I could.
I don't think
that.
I could do it. No, the pressure. Then next Tuesday, there's another one. Ditch Your Date is at Alma de Cuba. You've got to be minimum age 21. Again, start at 7:30. Up to 20 dates. Girls stay seated, and men move from girl to girl. on different tables.
See, this whole speed dating thing seems to have been overtaken by internet dating, doesn't it?
You've got things like Tinder now and all that, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, someone showed me Tinder last week. Mm. Bizarre. I couldn't get my head around the whole...
Swipe left, swipe right.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you like someone? Do you not? And I thought, oh, it wasn't like that 30 years ago.
No, it wasn't as easy as that. Yeah.
Is that easy?
Well,
that's almost
all you have to do is move your finger, isn't it, really?
Do you know how many people decline you on it? Does it show you your stats?
I wouldn't like to see on my one, to be fair.
Right.
But yeah, check it out. Speed dating is literally taking over Liverpool.
Tons going on, isn't there?
As always.
Of course, the next few weeks. Any good bands? Anything you're on the lookout for at the moment, music-wise?
Do you know what? There's a few bits happening. It's gone quiet at the moment. There's a big Fiesta Bombarda party happening at the end of the month in Liverpool Cathedral. So check that out. That's with Africa. Oh, yay. And dates have also been released for Oh Yeah, which are on our website now too.
Brilliant stuff. And you know, we're all live taking place at Prenton Park.
It's a good lineup.
Yesterday, obviously we were talking about that one, and already Madness are in there. And
Little Mix.
Which is amazing. Their tickets are flying out. Peter Shaw from Tranmere and We're Alive was in here. And they've got one other massive act to announce. Almost like a 3-day festival.
Madness will be great in there, won't they? Because they're a live
experience, aren't they?
Have you seen them live?
No.
I've seen them in Glastonbury last year.
I've seen them
moshing in the mud.
Steve Othersall's kick-off. This is Radio City Talk.